This is Jordan Seculo in Tampa, live at the Republican National Convention. America, you met Ann Romney last night. It's a beautiful
day. Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Seculo Live.
Our founding fathers had the wisdom to know that social acceptance and popularity were fleeting, and that this country's principles needed to be rooted in strengths greater than the passions and the emotions of the times. But our leaders today have decided it's more important to be popular, to say and do what's easy, and say yes rather than to say no, when no is what is required.
You may not agree with Mitt's positions on issues or his politics, but let me say this to every American who is thinking about who should be our next president. No one will work harder. No one will care more. And no one will move heaven and earth like Mitt Romney to make this country a better place to live.
We need a president who will say to a small businesswoman, congratulations, we applaud your success. You did make that happen. You did build that in America.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
The framers understood that our rights come not from monarchs, but from God. And that those rights are secure only when government power is restrained.
This is our country. This is our future. You can trust Mitt. He loves America. He will take us to a better place. Give him that chance. Give America that chance.
And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
Welcome to Jay Seculo Live and a special edition of the Jordan Seculo Show. We'll be going for the full hour, taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. The Republican National Convention, though they gaveled in on Monday and gaveled out, officially kicked off last night, and it kicked off in a big way. And I have to say, in full disclosure, I worked for Mitt Romney in 2008, and this is Jordan Seculo talking as a consultant. And I got to know the Romneys very well, especially Ann Romney, who I had the opportunity to travel with on a number of times. And this was the biggest speech. You know, she's not a career politician's wife. Mitt had run for governor in Massachusetts. He had run some big things. Certainly, she knew what it was like to be in the spotlight. But last night was her first scripted kind of, you know, having to use the teleprompter, having to give out the full speech in front of thousands of people in the convention center here, but also to the millions of American people who are watching. And she made the introduction about her husband, kind of told you about Mitt Romney, their relationship. We were playing a lot of the sound bites at the beginning. You also heard in the sound bites at the beginning, Chris Christie, who gave a great keynote speech last night, Bob McDonnell, the governor of Virginia, Ted Cruz, who's been on our broadcast a number of times. He's the Senate candidate in Texas. I want to take your phone calls about this, 1-800-684-3110. Rick Santorum as well last night gave a very strong speech for life. Huge applause for that. Scott Walker walked out to one of the biggest standing ovations we've seen, especially for speakers who were earlier in the night. He really got the crowd excited. A lot of great speakers. I think it was a great night kicking off on that theme of we did build that. You know, and we know the famous President Obama line of you didn't build that to business owners, which has really fired up a whole group of people here, both on the right, independent voters as well, the business community. I know many of you have started your own small business. So I want to take your phone calls on this question. Did you see Ann Romney last night? What did you think about her as hopefully maybe our next first lady? I want to get your comments on that. Same with Chris Christie, the other speeches, the coverage. And did you hear what Juan Williams said about her being a corporate wife? This is a woman who not only has raised five boys, has been on the campaign trail, but also suffers from MS and had breast cancer. And she was called a corporate wife by a liberal commentator on Fox News, Juan Williams. We'll play that for you when we get back. If you want a copy of the Constitution, Ted Cruz got into it last night. If you want a copy of that Constitution, call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. We'll be right back.
The American Center for Law and Justice engages the critical issues protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. It's vital work that could not be accomplished without your generosity, your financial support. Now you can make a tremendous difference with our matching challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. We really need to hear from you now. Please support the ACLJ. Your gift made today will be doubled. A gift that will keep us on the front lines protecting you and your family. And when you make your gift, we'll send you a copy of ACLJ's Foundations of Freedom, a vital resource that includes the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. Support the ACLJ and your gift will be doubled. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Folks, we are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're here live at the Republican National Convention in Florida and talking about the speeches last night. Great speeches coming up tonight. I know all of you are going to be wanting to tune in to see Paul Ryan, his first speech as the official VP nominee. You know, yesterday, after we were off radio, about early afternoon, early evening, Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan became the official nominees of the party. Now, that is not just, on paper, something that's not important. It actually frees up millions, hundreds of millions of dollars. If you've ever given a political donation, you know that you write the check, and some of that goes into a primary fund, some of it goes into a general election fund. Well, those candidates, until they are technically in the general election, don't get to use those funds yet. So Mitt Romney's been raising money throughout the primary process, but people who have made bigger donations, that if you give that $2,500 donation, and they put some in the primary, some in the general. So it's a big deal. It does open up a lot of new funds, and the campaign changes significantly. But also, we got Paul Ryan tonight, Condoleezza Rice. I think people are excited to see some foreign policy focus as well, though the theme is certainly about our economy, what's happening here domestically. I know Condoleezza Rice will, her expertise is foreign policy, so that will be exciting to see tonight. And then, of course, the big speech to close out the convention will be Mitt Romney, where I know the country will be tuning in. But last night you really got to learn about the GOP. There were a lot of different speakers from all over the country, some running for office, some who currently hold office, business leaders as well. I want to play this soundbite from Ted Cruz, because Ted Cruz is a great friend of our broadcast. He is a former Solicitor General of Texas, was a deputy assistant U.S. Attorney General. He has argued cases at the U.S. Supreme Court. He's a constitutional conservative through and through. He won a very tough primary in Texas. He's been on our broadcast because that got held late into the election cycle. He's been on broadcast a number of times. A great friend of ours at the ACLJ. I know many of you have started following Ted Cruz out of Texas. He'll be a powerhouse when he gets to Washington, D.C., and we're excited about that. But let me play for you what he said about the Constitution. You know, he focused a lot about his family, his father, who immigrated from Cuba with literally nothing but $100 sewn into his underwear when he got to Texas, and started a business, started a family. His son now, after attending law school, and has got already a successful career, and now even more so. So let me play for you that soundbite, Bite 14.
Framers understood that our rights come not from monarchs, but from God. And that those rights are secure only when government power is restrained.
You know, that is it right there. Remember how I said I was excited yesterday about the Constitution taking a center role here at the Republican National Convention? I am still very excited about that, because you had someone like Ted Cruz come out and give a constitutional analysis tied into his own personal story. So if you will, give us a phone call, folks. I want to talk to you on air. But I also want to make sure you have the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Gettysburg Address, not just online, but in a booklet that we send to you. It's a foundation of freedom. I've got mine with me right here in Tampa. I don't really go anywhere without it in my bag and ready in case it's necessary at any time I'm speaking and working with people to refer back to that U.S. Constitution. It's absolutely free. Be like us, the ACLJ. Travel with it. Keep it with you. Especially in election year, when people throw around these terms about the Constitution, the framers, and the framework we have in our system of government, know it, learn it, and have it as a resource. Call now, 877-989-2255 to get your free copy of the Foundations of Freedom. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. Robert is calling in from California on line 6. Robert, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live and the Jordan Sekulow Show, a special edition today going through the full hour.
Yeah, I think Ann Romney and Chris did a great job. I only have one question is, why didn't they talk about Ann Romney, and I know she could have done it, that her husband started Staples, Sports Authority, gave money to Firestone, helped prevent Domino's Pizza from going bankrupt. If they get that out, the companies that they saved, the polls will really change, because
I think, Robert, you will hear that. I didn't mean to cut you off there. I think you will hear that more and more. You know, most of the time, we're very informed. You and everybody who's watching this broadcast and listening to this broadcast knows, if you're following with the ACLJ or listening to talk radio, you know a lot more about these candidates than people. For the majority of people, that's kind of an intro speech. Even mid-speech will be a kind of an introduction to the general election voter. So it'll be a little bit broader, probably not as specific as you're even already used to hearing from them, but it's really to give a full, in a concise way that people can follow through the whole time, a picture of the story. But I absolutely think you're right. I think a little more bragging, and it may take people like us, because when you think about the companies, Robert, Outback Steakhouse and others, that Mitt Romney came in, not only saved, but created thousands of new jobs all over the country. And the attack on that, you know, it's interesting. I'll go back to Robert. Let me play the soundbite first from Ann Romney about the attack on his success. Bite 12.
If the last 4 years had been more successful, do we really think there would be this attack on Mitt Romney's success?
No!
Of course not. Mitt will be the first to tell you that he is the most fortunate man in the world. As his partner on this amazing journey, I can tell you Mitt Romney was not handed success. He built it.
And Robert, you know, I think that's what you're talking about. There's a fine line here, because the left wants to paint him as out of touch, a business guy who, you know, started all these companies. He doesn't understand life like you. And the truth is, coming from someone like Ann Romney, she can deliver that message. And I think after last night, you're going to see a lot more of Ann Romney giving some major speeches on the campaign trail, not just the usual 2-3 minutes. But she proved last night, and she's someone I know very well and have been able to travel with. And she's gracious, kind, and very humble and down to earth. Just a few of the adjectives to describe her. And so I think for her to come out, you know, that was not something that's usual for her. And what she showed was, this is the kind of first lady I think a lot of people were looking for. Someone who is graceful, but at the same time, it's, you know, she's there to talk about the candidate, not about policy changes, not about telling you what to eat and what you need to do. And I think just a very different message. But Robert, I really do believe that kind of narrative from that one line does need to get out more.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Robert. And folks, we want to talk to you on air. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I also want to play this one from Ted Cruz again last night. Kind of contrasts well with what Ann Romney was talking about, how Mitt started out his businesses with nothing. His dad was very successful. His dad was the governor of Michigan. He was a cabinet secretary. But Mitt started out And, you know, she even said the speech tonight, we had a one-bedroom apartment. We started from there. We built the business. We had the kids. And we went from there. And Mitt was in law school. He went to Harvard Business and Law School at the same time. And as an attorney and as a law school graduate, to go to law school and business school at the same time at Harvard, have a family, and then begin creating successful businesses very early in your career, folks, that says a lot about someone. And I do agree with Ann Romney that if this administration had not taken us into such a bad economic recovery, so if things were getting better, they wouldn't be attacking how successful Mitt Romney is, because that's what they want everybody to be like. Everyone should have those opportunities. And yet they now are attacking it because they want to make you feel isolated from this group of individuals who has done well. With our system of government, our economic system of free market capitalism, we will continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Sydney calling in from Georgia online, or California on line 5. Sydney, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live and the Jordan Sekulow Show.
Thank you. I couldn't help but notice Rick Santorum. He reminded me of Joel Osteen. He was so in control, and his head was high like Joel's, and he even squinted his eyes like Joel. And hello?
Yep, you're on the air. I was listening. Looks like we may have actually dropped. You know, but I think, Cindy, you got your point across. Rick Santorum gave a great speech. I like how he interwove his personal story, because, again, most of the people watching this and paying attention don't know as much about these candidates as you all do. They were not necessarily involved in the primary process vetting candidates on their own. That's just the truth is most American people right now, you know, unless politics is their thing and they really care about this, I wish more people did, certainly, you know, they're just looking for what's this party all about. And this whole event here is about putting the best face forward. So you watch it, you say, okay, if I like this, this is their best face. What do the Democrats do? And let me keep reminding you who they have speaking next week. They have the head of Planned Parenthood, the number one abortion provider in the U.S., and they kill the most babies overseas as well. And they've got the number one abortion lobbying group. They have Nancy Keenan from NARAL, Pro-Choice America, which used to be, until they changed their name to be more politically correct, the National Abortion Rights Action League. So they've got the lobbyist and the abortion provider up there together. That'll be addressing the Democrat National Convention. You want contrast? You want clarity? There it is. And folks, the Constitution taking a center role. Constitution, I don't even know if it'll be discussed at the DNC. They just think, you know, it's a living document. They can make whatever it wants out of whatever they want it to be. You get your free copy of the Foundations of Freedom right now. Call 877-989-2255. Our toll-free number, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, Gettysburg Address. Get it. It's free. 877-989-2255, a real document, a real booklet.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. The American Center for Law and Justice engages the critical issues protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. It's vital work that could not be accomplished without your generosity, your financial support. Now you can make a tremendous difference with our matching challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. We really need to hear from you now. Please support the ACLJ. Your gift made today will be doubled. A gift that will keep us on the front lines protecting you and your family. And when you make your gift, we'll send you a copy of ACLJ's Foundations of Freedom, a vital resource that includes the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. Support the ACLJ and your gift will be doubled. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Jay Sekulow Live, a special edition of Jay Sekulow Live and the Jordan Sekulow Show. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. We're going to do that for the full hour today. So my show, as well as, of course, Jay Sekulow Live. If you don't get the Jordan Sekulow Show on your radio broadcast, we're on Sirius XM on Family Talk there, live right after the show. You can also listen online. It's absolutely free at aclj.org, so you continue to be a part of the show today. Coming up in the third segment of that broadcast, so around 12:50 p.m. Eastern time, if you're listening live to the show, David Brody from CBN News will be giving his analysis of the GOP convention last night and what to look forward to over the next couple of days. These are very important as they do cast the candidates and the story of each party and what the party is all about to the country. What you see, I think, from this is a party of life. The Republican Party has a very pro-life platform. The Democrat Party refused to include anything in their platform that acknowledged that there are pro-life Democrats, that there are disagreements even within the party and people with differing opinions. They have really pushed out the pro-life community completely for the Democrat Party. Now they're putting the number one abortion provider, Planned Parenthood's president, up on stage, and the number one abortion lobbyist, NARAL's president, up on stage to give speeches at the Democrat National Convention. So I'm not telling you who to vote for, but on that issue, certainly President Obama and his campaign team and the DNC aren't running away from fully embracing, as they have been through his first term, the whole abortion industry, the abortion business, the billion-dollar-a-year abortionists around this country. So, folks, a lot of clarity and contrast. This most sick, disgusting thing I think I saw last night, disgraceful I would call it, was Juan Williams on Fox News after Ann Romney gave this wonderful, elegant speech about her husband, really, I think, very real, this is a person you can connect to and understand, doesn't seem like she's someone that you wouldn't be able to have a conversation with, and I can attest from knowing her very well, she is exactly like that, warm, great to be around, very exciting to be around as well, and just a nice person. And so I was so pleased that she gave this excellent speech, because I know, I'm sure she was nervous as well. It's a very, if you're not a politician like so many of the speakers are there, who does big speeches all the time, that's a different kind of spotlight, even if you're used to being on the stage with a candidate like she is with her husband. So I wanted to first play this soundbite from Juan Williams, calling her a corporate wife. Really sick and disgusting, in my opinion. Take a listen.
Romney's wife, Ann Romney, on the other hand, looked to me like a corporate wife. And, you know, the story she told about struggles, it's hard for me to believe. I mean, she's a very rich woman, and I know that in America.
Wow, okay.
What does that mean, corporate wife?
What does it mean? It looks like a woman whose husband takes care of her, and she's been very lucky and blessed in this life. She's not speaking, I think, for the tremendous number of single women in this country or married women or separate. She's not speaking. She did not convince me that, you know what, I understand the struggles of American women in general.
You know, everyone has different struggles. Financially, no. But guess what? It doesn't matter how much money you have. Breast cancer still hits you. And by the way, that hit Ann Romney. It doesn't matter how much money you have. There is no cure for MS, multiple sclerosis. And guess what? She has it. So when you're watching that speech, that's a breast cancer survivor who is also dealing with her multiple sclerosis, which she does have to battle with, especially with the vigorous schedule that most of us, even though I'm a lot younger, would be tired and exhausted to do what she does and has been doing over the last year. And remember, she campaigned again in 2008. So this has been a long process, these events all over the country on plays. And to say she's just a corporate wife who doesn't understand the pain of regular women, take a listen to Ann Romney herself. I think she acknowledged that people may think that this is just a family that's very wealthy and everything's perfect and, you know, they look nice on television, and certainly they do. But the truth is, it's because of the hard work of the parents, the hard work of the father, the hard work especially of a mother who raised five children and beat breast cancer and deals with multiple sclerosis. Take a listen to this soundbite, Bite 10.
Somewhere that Mitt and I have a storybook marriage. Well, let me tell you something. In the storybooks I read, There never were long, long, rainy winter afternoons in a house with five boys screaming at once. And those storybooks never seem to have chapters called MS or breast cancer. A storybook marriage? Nope, not at all. What Mitt Romney and I have is a real marriage.
And I'm glad Fox News has on liberal commentators like Juan Williams who think they can shoot their mouth off and just make these statements and no one will care. But the truth is, when he made that statement, you saw the reaction from Brett Baer, from Megyn Kelly. I mean, it was basically jaws dropping. Okay, what does that even mean? And it's like he missed, and he probably wasn't paying attention. He's probably on his BlackBerry or sending messages on his iPhone when she talked about her struggles with diseases that hit, and it doesn't matter how rich you are. It doesn't matter how successful your husband is. It doesn't matter if you've been a great mother and a great wife. They still hit you. I know people here who are listening to the broadcast right now understand that. She may be from a very successful family, but she's still dealing with a struggle that most people would probably give up much of what they had to not have to live with, which is multiple sclerosis. And, of course, beating breast cancer while at the same time you're struggling with multiple sclerosis. I just think she's a very strong, powerful woman, probably intimidates people like Juan Williams and certainly scares the left. It scares the liberals who are watching. We're going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. A lot more sound bites to play. Remember the Jordan Sekulow Show following, coming up right after the break. I want you to get a copy of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Gettysburg Address. It's all important. This is part about what America is. Chris Christie talked about it. Let's take a listen to Bite One.
Now, our founding fathers had the wisdom to know that social acceptance and popularity were fleeting, and that this country's principles needed to be rooted in strengths greater than the passions and the emotions of the times. But our leaders today have decided it's more important to be popular, to say and do what's easy, and say yes rather than to say no, when no is what is required.
You know, and he went on to say, and I'll play some of this coming up on the Jordan Sekulow Show, that what we're missing now in our country is not the American people. We've got a strong backbone here. It's leadership, and that you take leaders, and you're not a leader because you read polls. Real leaders don't follow the polls. This is what Chris Christie said. They changed the polls. Certainly he did that in New Jersey in his fight with the unions there. So we will take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Hang on the line. I'm going to grab one now. And if you're on the line, stay on the line. We've got another 30 minutes coming up. There are some phone lines open, folks. So if you want to give your opinion last night, give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to William, called in from Georgia on line 4. William, you're on the air. We've got about a minute left, so got to keep it quick.
I will try to make it as quick as possible. How are you doing, you guys? My question is, my mother is a paraprofessional and she works for the Board of Education, and her argument was that you know, she doesn't believe that Mitt Romney will want to hold jobs for teachers in public school because he believes that only people, you know, who can afford an education, you know, will be the ones.
You know, I think I understand her concern, William. I want you to listen to Chris Christie because that could be taken out of context very quickly. Let's take a listen because Chris Christie did talk about that last night. Let me play it for you. It was Bite 4.
They believe the educational establishment will always put themselves ahead of children, that self-interest will always trump common sense. They believe in pitting unions against teachers, educators against parents, lobbyists against children. They believe in teachers' unions. We believe in teachers.
I mean, you hear what he said there. It should not be the unions pressuring teachers. It should not be about lobbyists. It should be about the teachers themselves. Education will take a forefront. You're going to hear more about that in the speeches. I don't think you have to worry at all, William. I think it's going to be better education system, more jobs available. Call us now, folks. Get your copy of Foundation of Freedom, 877-989-2255. And keep listening. The Jordan Sekulow Show is next at ACLJ.org.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.